I got involved with Iditarod because of my mother. She started as a volunteer, and she dragged me up, not particularly willingly, to come up as a volunteer, too. But then when I saw what it was all about, I got hooked pretty quickly. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because I've run it 8 times so far. I took a couple years off thinking I wanted to do other things, and I guess I don't want to do other things. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was going across the sea ice. They told us that the markers would run out and we would need to turn to the right, and then anyways, we'd be able to see the lights of Koyak. Well, I ended up in jumble ice that was as tall as buildings and school buses, and I did about 10 miles completely off trail going through just tall mountains of ice and having to turn around and gee and haw in this fierce side wind. And the entire time I could see the lights of Koyak, so I wasn't too scared, but I just didn't know if I was ever going to get there because it was like being in a maze. And then I came in backwards. I hit the trail and I went, there's Koyak to my right. So I came in backwards and surprised all the checkers. What I know for sure in life is that we all need a purpose. And Iditarod has been my purpose and my goal and my focus for a really long time now.